says, Kol Dain Shadon Din Emes Lamitoy. That's the sod that the Dain has to be in charge of Din Emes. He has to make sure that even though he's Midas Adin, he has to make sure to incorporate the Kav Yamin and the Kav Tzmoy and the Kav Mtsoy, and then the Din is Yetzi Emes. That's where every Dain, besides, you need three Dayanim. Why do you need three Dayanim? Because you need a Kav Mtsoy, you need a Kav Yamin. One says Chayiv, one says Potter, and then you need the Emsa to be Mechriya. So you see the whole Indian of a Dain is not to be a Dain. We're doing Sahedrin now, or should I? If a dain mumcha can be done, Rashi learns b'tzadik tishvut amisechas, a dain mumcha k'tak min atoyra can be one person. For others, they toast that says, no, I need three deraisa. Why need three deraisa? That's what I'm saying. Yochad mumcha is only the rabbona. The deraisa need three deraisa, because three is gimel kavim, and dain has to know this gimel kavim. He has to be machriya. Three, the third has to be machriya between the kavimim and the kavtsmo. It's a cold dain. The dain, your midas agvura. We have to be done in emes lamite. We have to be done in emes lamite, and then you're sitting on the kisei, because then there's still the aleph and the rachman and gemurim.
On my day when Yochanan Mucha is enough, because he has a kaya.
Chida shaloyim, which is the aleph. Aleph
is one. He could do it all.
Amazing. Yeah. That was the Yochanan Mucha. Mucha means that normally, how can you get to the kavan tzoy? You can only get to the kavan tzoy if you have a yamin, you can have a smol. A Yaakov can only come after the Zavram, and there was a Yitzchak, and then there's a Yaakov. Or Yochid Mum, why? Because it's always the kavan tzoy is always very very nista. I always talk about it. The moichin and the roish is nista. The doctors don't know anything about the moichin, and the bottom of the kavan tzoy, the midas hayisod, is bechlal always covered over in the tznis. In other words, the kavan tzoy is a big sod. So you can only get to the Kavan Tzoy if you had the Chesed and you had the Gevurah, and then you zoche to see what's in that. To be able to go to the Kavan Emsa, straight away you have to be a Mumch. That's the end of Yochid Mumch. It's the Aleph Yichid Shoyim.
Okay.
The whole Sanhedrin is in Lishkos Hagazus, what we discussed is the whole meaning of the Yichid of Yir and Gevurah. Or of your avenir, so the dash is mitzvah tiro, the toicher rotsu b'hava. So dying has to, that's the havana of the dying. The dying has to know the havana of the kavim tzoy between the end of Rashi, the end of Pashas Tzav. Tzav Shemini. So the end of Tzav is where Aaron HaKohen starts being mishamish b'kavana. So Rashi says there, v'yas Aaron kol asher. So Rashi says there, v'hit lo yamin v'lo yismoel. So Chayes Pashas, he should be late to yamin yismoel. Chayes Pashas. What we're saying, before Aaron becomes a Kohen, he has to chab the sod. What's the sod? Lo yamin and lo yismoel. Vuz yo? Emtza. Then he can become a Kohen God. So that's where the Sanhedrin and the Shkutz HaGazus.